And now this is a dictation for Richard McMahon, MCMAHON, January 1744, addressed as a letter to Dr. Jeffrey Jeffrey Stowitz, Stowitts, 616-754-7110. Dear Dr. Stowitz, a follow-up for Mr. McMahon. He goes by Mike, M-I-K-E, with advanced renal failure, has underlying liver and heart abnormalities. In the last visit in February, anemia treatment, intravenous iron and EPO, uses a walker, a stable dyspnea, denies the use of oxygen, denies purulent arterial hemoptysis, denies increase of orthopnea PND, denies vomiting dysphagia, alternates from soft to hard stools without any gross bleeding, there is no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, denies incontinence, underlying atrial fibrillation, but not chest pain syncope, other review system is negative, follows through the VA, as well as cardiology Dr. Ali, A-L-I. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight cholesterol treatment, narcotics, antidepressants, Onbumex, and lisinopril. Weight 197, previously 190. He has lungs clear, irregular rhythm rate less than 90, atrial fibrillation, no pericardial rapt, tympanic abdomen, no tenderness, no rebound guarding, 2+ edema bilateral below the knees, normal speech, no gross focal. Next paragraph, last echo is from February, ejection fraction 68%, dilated atria, status post aortic valve replacement, dilated inferior vena cava, reported normal pulmonary pressures. Next paragraph, reviewed cardiology from February. The aortic valve replacement successfully without any problems. There were urinary retention that has resolved, Foley catheter removed. Blood pressure runs in the 110s over 40s and 50s. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, March creatinine 2.6, he's been as high as 3. GFR represents a 24 stage 4, a normal sodium potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, a low albumin, corrected calcium normal, phosphorus normal, normal white blood cell, low platelet count, from cirrhosis as well as anemia 8.8. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4. He understands we will do dialysis based on symptoms and GFR less than 15. He will do chemistries on a regular basis. When GFR is around 20, he will do some class to understand the different options for dialysis and potential AV fistula, the importance of salt fluid restrictions, continue diuretics, lisinopril. There has been no need for phosphorus binders, present potassium acid base stable, low albumin poorly reactive, anemia and thrombocytopenia from cirrhosis of the liver, successful aortic valve replacement without complications, diastolic and valvular heart failure clinically stable, avoid anti-inflammatory agents, remains anticoagulated with Eliquis, no active bleeding. There are plans for Watchman procedure in the future, chemistries on a regular basis, all issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.